In October, Skagway voters approved a $6 million bond for a senior center and housing facility by just 5 votes. That razor-slim margin has caused some debate among borough assembly members in deciding how to proceed with the project. The assembly looked over a draft request for engineering design proposals. While discussing what to ask for in the RFP, the assembly tried to strike a balance between honoring the will of the people who voted for the project and the almost equal number who voted against it.
For the amount of money we're talking about, there's been a lot of criticism that you're going to spend $6 million for 7 units and a place to congregate doesn't seem like a really good expense of our money.
Assemblyman Orion Hansen suggested they leave the RFP's wording more open-ended so that they don't have to stick with the initial conceptual design. That design was drawn up by an architecture firm with guidance from the Senior Ad Hoc Committee. It includes 7 apartments in addition to the Senior Activity Center.
I personally think that the design that's submitted, or that this conceptual one, it could be a lot more efficient. I mean, there are 1-bedroom, 705 square foot units. That's pretty big.
Some other members agreed that there might be a more cost-efficient model. Assemblymember Spencer Morgan supported leaving the RFP open-ended.
Yeah, I think what that does is it allows us to get a little bit more bang for our buck.
But Assemblyman Jay Burnham fought back. He served as the liaison to the Senior Ad Hoc Committee for the past year.
They're the ones who designed it, worked with architects, and then to have it come to the table and the RFP just get changed around to say, just give us some designs and we'll pick what we want. And so why'd we have a senior committee to decide all this?
Then there was debate about whether to include a design for a senior center without housing in the RFP. Morgan said that might be sidestepping the public will by going against the ballot question's specifications. Here he is with Mayor Mark Schaefer and other assembly members responding.
And so I don't see us being able to go against the voters and pull that out of there.
Right.
And
we're talking about senior housing.
So, I mean, they voted on apartments. Right. And whether it passed by just a couple votes, I don't think bringing a plan back to the table that doesn't have apartments is an option. Yeah.
But Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. said asking for a senior center only design would shed light on how much the housing component of the project would actually cost.
Because then you can really tell the difference between what is the activity center and what is the housing cost.
That argument seemed to win over most of the assembly. They left in the wording asking for a senior center only design and cost estimate. They also modified the RFP to give more design leeway. For example, if the engineer wanted to include a design with 9 apartments instead of 7. The RFP will come back to the assembly for a second review at its December 15th meeting. Schaefer and Steve Burnham Jr. also gave an update on a meeting they attended with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. At the meeting, a consultant hired by White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad proposed a risk assessment before cleaning up contamination in the ore basin. Here's Schaefer.
I think we all know that contamination's got to come out, but we're waiting for them to take their next step and do their risk assessment of it.
Burnham reiterated what he said in an interview with KHNS. A risk assessment is fine as long as it happens quickly. Right now, the environmental firm that is proposing the study says it would take about a year to gather samples and finalize data. Finally, the assembly approved a proposal to update an 8-year-old study on how Skagway spends cruise ship passenger taxes. The assembly asked for 2 studies, one to be done immediately and the next in 2 years. Each would cost a maximum of $7,500. The borough plans to pay for them using the funding source at issue in the studies, cruise passenger taxes. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.